This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, the New York Comedy Festival is back. It's happening this year, November 7th to 13th, and it's set to feature more than 200 comedians, including Bill Maher, Wanda Sykes, Tracy Morgan, Conan O'Brien, and many more familiar and new names as well. We're very pleased this afternoon to have with us Caroline Hirsch. She's the founder and owner of the legendary Caroline's on Broadway. She's with us right now in the Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. We're going to talk New York Comedy Festival. We're going to talk the Stand Up for Heroes fundraiser as well. Caroline, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Hey, it's really good to have you here in person. We did this a year ago, but you joined us on the phone, even though you were doing an in-person comedy festival last year. How is this year different when people are more comfortable going inside?
Well, I think we've all become a little more accustomed to going out.
I think we all got COVID. So yeah, it's like now we're all super immune.
Almost everybody, I have not, but almost everybody has had COVID. Get it over. You know, we were really happy last year that no one got sick during the festival because that was the wave that was coming through.
So it was like post-Delta, pre-Omicron.
Pre-Omicron was coming through at that time. And we were very lucky we didn't have to cancel on everything. And everything was pretty good last year. So we're expecting this year to be even better. So we have, you know, over 200 shows around New York City. Over 200 comedians, that's for sure, even more than that. And tomorrow we announce a whole group of all of the little smaller creative shows around the city. And you can go to newyorkcomedyfestival.com and look up those shows. And our headliners this year, Bill Maher, Joe Coy, Wanda Sykes, Tracy Morgan, J.B. Smooth.
Huge names.
Huge. Jimmy O. Yang, Nurse Blake.
Nice.
Now, do you know anything about Nurse Blake?
I don't know Nurse Blake.
Okay, Nurse
Blake. I knew
Blake
everyone else on that list, though.
Came around during COVID.
Okay.
This person is an actual nurse, started creating videos, and has this following of everybody in the health industry. They go out to see him. So he's at Town Hall on November 13th, the festival on Sunday night. And look him up. No, you have to. It's really, all the nurses are coming out.
Okay, so I'm sorry to jump in, Katie. I know you have a question. I wanted to ask how new comedians kind of go, you know, rise through the ranks in this day and age, because it's not like it was 20 or 30 years ago. It's, you know, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. You can build these followings online. Are you seeing that when you look out across the landscape now?
Well, we see that with Nurse Blake. You know, what we also see is somebody recording their own special and then putting it out and getting, you know, millions of views on it. I mean, what could be better than that?
But you're not talking about someone like Louis C.K. who's been doing
this
for years.
No, I'm talking about like a Sam Morril, somebody like that, who's able to put himself out because nobody would give him a special. He puts himself out and now has this big following.
They have these direct relationships with people around the world through social platforms
Is that what Bo Burnham did? Didn't he do something similar?
No. Well, Bo has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, he was with Comedy Central for a long time.
That's true.
Yeah, he's
done
stuff.
I'm thinking about his pandemic.
He's been directing now, too.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, he's in the directing mode. But it's wonderful how the socials, you know, have helped everybody, you know, obtain an audience. So that's the good thing. It's very, you know.
So compare and contrast what you're expecting this year to last year, because last year it was in person. Like you said, you managed not to have anyone get ill. Are people who attended last year who are attending this year, should they be expecting any sort of different experience?
No, I think we have more to experience this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's really something for everyone, you know, from Joe Coy to Tracy Morgan to Jimmy O. Yang to Wanda Sykes. I mean, Miss Pat is at Caroline's. She's wonderful. She has a wonderful story to tell. She make a reservation, go see Miss Pat at Caroline's. I mean, we have so much for everyone. And we're dotting all the boroughs, trying to, be democratic and to be everywhere in the city this during this festival.
Okay, it's one thing to know the headliners, the Bill Maher's, the Wanda Sykes, the Conan O'Brien's and more. But what about the up-and-comers? And how do you identify those as a consumer?
Okay.
I have two questions. One, how do I identify them as someone like me? Like, if they're at the New York Comedy Festival, okay, they went through some sort of filter, right? So it's going to be good. But for someone like you, how do you identify these people?
Okay, so we watch and we watch. In this day and age, we get to see everyone, whether in California or just living in St. Louis. They will send a YouTube clip in or a clip of themselves at a club, and we choose who we want to be on New York's Funniest. So New York's Funniest this year will be held at the Hard Rock Hotel. It's one of our partners during the festival. It's the place to stay when you come to the New York Comedy Festival. Go stay at the Hard Rock on 48th Street. Wonderful new hotel. And we have New York's Funniest. So during the year, we pick people out. Now, the people that have won in the last few years is Michael Che, Ricky Velez, Michelle Wolf was involved, Tim Dillon was involved. So you see, these are all big names. Big names now.
Big
names now. So when you come through that filter of New York's, funniest, you really made it and you're on your way.
Well, to the discussion of social media and TikTok and people being sort of able to launch their own sort of followings, do you have a team that's just scouring social media?
We have a team that scours like shows constantly.
Is the team you or is it more than just you?
No, it's more a team effort of everybody there. It's Greg Charles, it's John Moran, it's Louis Ferrander, it's Andrew Fox, it's everybody that we all work together and it's like one, we all share information. Hey, did you see that Instagram? Did you see this? Did you see that?
So. Okay. Well, it's not just funny, but it's also a time for partnering with an important organization that I know is close to your heart. So I want to hear a little bit about the Bob Woodruff Foundation and how the New York Comedy Festival is partnering with Stand Up for Heroes to help honor our nation's veterans.
So Stand Up for Heroes takes place on Monday night, November 7th, at the new David Geffen Theater at Lincoln Center. And of course, Jon Stewart is back again, and so is Bruce Springsteen. And we have a number of Elisa Schlesinger's on the show, Hassam Hussein, the Lumineers. So we have a group. It's a great variety of comedy and music. And what we do is that during this event, which it's in its 16th year, we come out and honor the troops that have fought for us in the last war in Iraq and Iran. So this is to honor them, and this is to raise funds to take care of them. We think the war is over. There's no war over. Mm. We have more troops around the world than we've ever had. And these people need to be taken care of when they come back.
Yeah, you think of a name like Jon Stewart, for example, who's just been so active on Capitol Hill in getting benefits passed for our veterans. What role does he take in this, just in the last 30 seconds that we have with you? Is it one of an advocate or is it one of a comedian?
It's a comedian and advocate and just there to stand up for everybody. I mean, Jon's been a trooper. He's been great. He's just been wonderful.
Caroline Hirsch is the founder and owner of Caroline's on Broadway. She's with us in person in the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studio. Caroline, good to see you. Good to have you back in person. We are looking forward to the New York Comedy Festival. More than 200 comedians performing 100 shows across all five boroughs, November 7th through 13th. That is going to do it for Bloomberg Business Week on this Thursday, September 22nd. We'll be back tomorrow. A big thank you to Katie Greifeld for filling in for Carol Master. And a big thank you to the entire team at Bloomberg Radio.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.